T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford has all your Memorial Day deals. Huge discounts plus 0% for 75 months. No payments for 120 days. Call or click first to make your experience even easier. All health and safety protocols are in place there. Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford.com for all the details. Couple of NFL moves that affect the Steelers that are long weekend news dump items to get to in a few minutes. Our 93.7 The Fan football analyst, Doran Dickerson, joining us right now. Doran, what is your reaction to Juju Smith-Schuster using Khloe Kardashian's trainer to get in shape for the NFL season?
Well, that is interesting to hear that. I mean, I guess you want to look good. I've seen those pictures of him in his abs and working out and kind of just working out for fun. It just reminds me of Rocky III when Rocky was training to fight Mr. T the first time.
Clubber Lang, he got his ass kicked.
Yes. That's what it reminds me of. So,
you think it's a vanity project?
I do.
How different is football training from the kind of training then that he might have been doing? Like, if somebody says, why couldn't he get a football-specific trainer, how legit of a criticism is that, Doran? Like, are there people out there that are that don't care if you have abs or not, but that you think could get him into better football shape?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, whenever you're working out for football, I mean, you're working out different muscles than you would work out to be even a bodybuilder. I mean, bodybuilders are working out to look good. If you're working out for football, I mean, you're training your ankles, you're training your knees, you're training your VMO muscles, you're training your hip flexor muscles. I mean, things that you would train to be an explosive player. I'm not saying that he's not getting that with this trainer, but to me, I wouldn't personally hire somebody that is a look-good trainer. I would hire somebody that is going to get and grind my body down to a point where I am ready for a football season or even an OTA season. And to me, I don't know if he is really looking at that lens. So we'll see. I'm sure he'll come back. He'll be in shape. But, I mean, is he going to be the explosive player that he's hoping to be in this 2020 season?
Well, what do you expect from him, Doran? What are your expectations for Juju in 2020?
I think he's going to have a solid season. I do. I think that he's gone under a lot of scrutiny, obviously with his video game playing and being on the internet and being a social media star and everybody thinking he wants to be that and that's his main goal. I think he'll take that personal. Every top caliber athlete takes things personal like that. They have a lot of pride in what they do. So I think that he's doing some of the right things to push himself forward to be a prime receiver this year. So I think that he will answer the call on being a good receiver. Now, great. I don't think he's going to have a great year. I think he's going to have a solid year, though. And then I think that they'll part ways after this coming season.
Pony, I was going to tell you to ask another question because my dogs are barking, but I'll try to get this one out here before this completely degenerates. Do you think, Doran, Doran, do you think that he can even – I maintain, like, I don't really care that much.
You're flustered. You're off. You're off your game now because of the dogs, Chris. I can hear it in your voice.
No. So I disagreed with Pony that this was a big deal at the start of the show when he seemed annoyed that Juju was working out with Khloe Kardashian's trainer. But your perspective on it, honestly, I respect more because you played in the league. You can speak to this in a way we can't. But my whole takeaway was there's nothing this guy can do, in my estimation, workout-wise, sculpting his body-wise, getting
Chris,
himself
ready.
Chris,
what if you found out he was working out 5 days a week with Larry Fitzgerald and going through his routine? That wouldn't get you excited?
I would say he was doing something more football-centric, but my point, Doran, is I don't think Juju could ever work, train his way into being a true number one in the league.
He could train his way to be more explosive and to beat one-on-one. Chris, we talked about this a bunch of times on different multiple shows about how those number one and number two receivers need to beat one-on-one coverage and get open, and that all comes with explosiveness. Look, I'm in Cleveland right now, and my cousin plays for the Oakland Raiders. He's obviously here, and he just walked in, and literally his whole entire workout, 2 hours on the field doing football-specific stuff. He's not at some gym with mirrors around him doing curls all day. He just worked his butt off, and now he's done. So he's training himself to be an explosive corner for the Oakland Raiders and
the Las Vegas Raiders.
Trying to be a bodybuilder.
Las Vegas, Doran.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. Sorry. Vegas Raiders, sorry.
Yep. That's like the San Diego to L.A. Chargers situation. Oops. People keep getting that one wrong. Doran Dickerson, our 93.7 The Fan football analyst, is with us right now. Mike Tomlin said on this Instagram Live video chat that he doesn't expect much out of rookies this year. Steelers rookies, NFL rookies, because of this weird, strange offseason. Do you buy that?
I do kind of, because, it reminds me of the lockout year. And I played a year in 2010, and then we had the lockout. So this is reminding me of that year. And being on my own and training, and I had a year under my belt, but if I was a rookie and not knowing somewhat of the speed of the NFL, because you do get introduced to that during OTAs and during that time period of the spring. So not having that time period is going to be tough. So, relying on rookies is a crucial part, and you always find those diamonds in the rough usually every season. But this year, it's going to be hard for them to find that guy that is going to adapt to that NFL level so quick, and especially in training camp. So I do agree with that. It's going to be tough for the rookies. I obviously don't feel bad because it's the NFL, and you got to take advantage of every opportunity you can get. So, I do. It's going to be tough, but they'll figure it out.
Doran, Pony put up a really well-read piece on our website where he ranked the top 50 players on the Steelers roster right now. Not like who's the most important, just who's the best. And he had T.J. Watt. He had Minka Fitzpatrick. I'm completely blanking on number three.
Cam Hayward, three.
He had Cam Hayward, three. He had Ben Roethlisberger, four. And he had, not Devin Bush, he had David DeCastro, five. I want to know, Doran, just the five best players in Doran Dickerson's mind on the Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
Ooh, man, tough one. All right, I got to go with tough. I got to go with Minka Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
I got to go with Joe Hayden.
Ooh.
T.J. Watt.
Okay.
Cam Hayward.
Okay.
And, right
Ryan
now.
Ryan Switzer.
It's a tough one between Marquise Pouncey and David DeCastro. Ooh. So I'm going to go David DeCastro.
Over Ben?
Marquise Pouncey is so – right now, yes.
Okay.
I'm surprised you have Pouncey up that high because –
he forgot how to snap the ball last year.
Yeah, he had a rough year, I thought, last year, Doran.
I did too. And that's why it's a tough call between those two. But there's just more into – what the centers do in my mind than people obviously see. Is the anchor of the line, obviously. There's more that goes into that position than just snapping the ball. So that's kind of why I had him as a 50-50 with him and David DeCastro.
Doran Dickerson, our 93.7 The Fan football analyst, joining us. Last Friday, Doran and I think, spent more than an hour debating whether or not I could knock out Jay Glazer with one punch. It was a long, long, thorough discussion, and I think by the end of it, you were starting to come around to the idea that I could do it.
He was probably just agreeing with you so that you would shut up.
What made you think that I was coming around to you knocking out Jay Glazer with one punch?
Because I think when I said in self-defense class, they teach much smaller people how to stun much bigger and stronger people. And so there is a place to hit people that will either stun them or knock them out. I think that was the point that I made that had you at least considering that I was right.
Well, if Jay Glazer wasn't looking, yeah, you could knock anybody out if they're not looking and you know, they're kind of just standing there, not protecting themselves. I mean, do you think you could knock Mike Tyson out with one punch if you hit him in the right spot?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well,
you want to end things there?
You've got me all fired up now. I'm walking, pacing back and forth on the deck. Oh my goodness.
Chris, you want me to change topics or do you want to stay with this one?
I have nothing to add to this. Hey, Pony, do you think you could knock out the Mountain from Game of Thrones with one punch? He's 6'10", 450. Yeah, definitely.
Doran, Aaron Donald said that he would have a hard time playing games without fans there. And then some really mean people said, well, he played at Pitt, so that doesn't make much sense, which I thought was really, really lacking class when I saw that. In your opinion, do you think it would be hard for certain guys to play without fans in stadiums this fall?
Not at all. I mean, it would just be like practice. You know, I mean, you don't play with fans in practice. So I would, and you honestly, you don't even see the fans. I mean, once you play football for a long time, I mean, you can have 100,000, you can have 10,000. You really don't even see or really hear the fans. You hear the noise. And whenever you have to make this calls and stuff, if you're like in an away game, but you don't really see the fans. So I would have just treated it like it's a practice and just going out there and playing. You're doing the same thing. You're playing football. The fans are a factor, like I said, in away games and the crowd noise, but you don't see them. You can easily like tune them out after you play so many games. So I think the guys will be all right with just getting on the field and playing against each other.
Well, that doesn't include like when Renegade plays though, right? I mean, when Renegade plays, it's a whole different ball of wax.
Or Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline, that was my jam. You know, I got extremely pumped up. I got extremely focused when Sweet Caroline played. That was a point in my game where I would turn it to another level and run me a nice Kogo route that Wanstead loved, and I would hopefully score a touchdown.
Kogo for Wanstead means picking up a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos and like a 2-liter Pepsi, let's be honest.
Oh, no. Wani, like a true Pittsburgher, is getting, like, what, Taylor's Ice, Turner's
yes,
Ice Tea,
yeah,
or whatever.
You're right.
I mean, yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, Doran, give me some of that sweet tea. Shoot.
Being heavenly peace.
Thank you, Wani. Good job, Wani. All right, Doran, last one. Do you think Doran Dickerson a better practice player or better game day player?
I was a better practice player because I always made practice harder than a game would be. You know, I mean, I'm 100% on every rep. I'm focused on every rep. I'm putting my body on the line of practice. So I would go all out in practice, and then usually the games were a lot easier. The only thing that was different from the games and practice to me was being tackled to the ground. You know, that was it. So I took a lot of pride in how I practiced, and I brought it every single day. And hopefully if you ask some of my coaches, they would say the same thing because, you know, I felt like that makes you a better player, and it also helps your teammates too, bringing their level of practice habits up too. So I'm a big practice guy, even though I honestly do hate practicing. Who likes to practice? I hate practicing, but I took it very serious.
Okay. We'll end on that. Doran Dickerson, our 93.7 The Fan football analyst. Thank you, Doran. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks. I'll talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.